If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and it's hump day.
It's Wednesday.
So we better get going.
We have so much to discuss. I feel like a lot's going on.
I know, but I need like a couple minute rant.
Sure.
And if you are Lululemon, keep listening. If not, feel free to fast forward a few minutes because I have a bone to pick.
Go ahead.
On Friday happy hour, I talked about how I was running a 10K the next day and I kind of wished that it would rain out, but it didn't. It was a rain or shine event that they still didn't let us know about. And that morning I left my house at 6:15 to get downtown for a 7:30 start race. Okay. I live 20 minutes away. There are flash flood warnings. On my way, I almost died 3 times. from tidal waves on the freeway. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Because it was
wow.
raining so hard. And I was telling my friend that we're driving, I'm driving with him. I'm like, there's no way they can have this race. It is insane. I said, but we're going anyways. And then they said, you know, they're going to do some yoga classes. I'm like, maybe the yoga classes are inside and we'll do that instead of run the race. It's literally pouring. Okay. Well, I get to the downtown area. I am maybe less than a half mile away from this parking structure. I don't move for over an hour.
That's like the most infuriating thing.
It was the most frustrating thing where there was no traffic. I'm like, this is Lululemon. Sorry. Right. Like, you're a billion-dollar brand and like you guys have no traffic control. They didn't even email anything about safety precautions, which I'm sorry. I think you should be when there's a flash flood saying don't travel. But I'm like, I paid money. I'm going to die or not.
That's always the worst case scenario in any race. It's like actually getting to the race.
Yeah.
But that's the hardest part. Not even the factual running.
We gave ourselves so much time. So I'm literally sitting the same quarter mile for an hour.
Ugh.
And like inching. And at one point I just drive into the intersection and I just say, I'm staying here, even though we're not moving. Yeah. It's like 7:25 and I'm like, I'm not even near the, I can see the structure, but I'm not near it. I tell my friend, well, one of us has to run this race. We both paid. It doesn't make sense for you sit in the car with me. You go.
Right.
We had another friend that had gone a different way and somehow gotten in. So I'm sitting there. Okay. I'm weaving through the produce market of downtown LA. I don't even know how I've gotten to this street. Okay. I'm like sitting there, and by weaving, I mean inching. Mm-hmm. Finally, I'm like, I think if I shortcut around this building, I might be able to cut it off. And I'm so sorry for the people that are also right here with me, but I gotta
get out and run.
Yeah. So I end up cutting the line and I feel very bad about it, but it was every man for themselves at that point. Okay. And I finally get into the structure and I'm like this. I'm like,
there's no way you're going to be able to find parking within the structure though. Right. No,
so I just go straight to the top. I'm like, go straight to the top. Yes. Don't try to get, they say there's 30 spots. I'm not looking for that. I'm going straight to the top. So I get a spot. Then I sprint to the starting line where they're basically like, it's now let up a little bit, but it's raining. So I'm like livid and I'm like, fuck this. And I'm starting my watch and I cross that
rage
start line.
Running.
I am rage running at this point. And I get about half mile in and I look to my other side and I see my friend, because it's kind of, I told you it was an out and back, which I don't like.
Right.
My friend is half a mile from the fucking finish line and I've started this race basically 45 minutes after her, and I'm like looking at her and I don't
gets
even...
you even more upset. You're sprinting now.
Oh, rage sprint. And I'm like, and I look at her and she's, first off, my friend is also a speed racer. Marissa, you know, you are. She's ahead of Matt James from The Bachelor. And I don't know if people keep up with him, but he's like a Lululemon ambassador. Like, he's a runner.
Okay.
She's in front of him. And I'm like, okay, this bitch. And so then I'm running. It is pouring rain. I'm getting it.
Actually, luckily you didn't have to run with her then.
Well, I was never going to. I was always going to say, yeah, but I've done races with her where I say, save me a spot in line after. Okay.
Right, you know? Right.
But my other friend and I are like relatively similar runners. So
sure.
You know, we've run a couple of races together. I don't see her at any point. So I'm running and I'm pissed. I'm getting it in my face. I'm, you know, like, it's just bad. Okay, I did PR because I was rage running. So,
and tell people what a PR that might not know.
Well, it was a personal record. So I ran my fastest 10K that I had before because I was rage running and I was livid. But it was
You should be thanking Lululemon.
I shan't because it was still a run. It was still like, first off, I also like wore like this, like I had like a running vest that I thought was waterproof. It's not.
Oh. So like, was it Lululemon?
Fuck no. My long sleeve was. I had the Swiftly long sleeve, which I love, but I'm no longer buying.
Will you be buying any more Lululemon?
No. So the whole experience was just bummed me out because it was like, I crossed the line. At this point, it's raining again. So I'm just like trying to find, like, get my medal. You know, you get a shirt that you run with too, which is also part of the reason why I was going down there, because I was like, I paid money. I'm going to go get my $75 shirt. You know, I'm getting that. So I get that. But my friends are already in the car because they're soaking wet. And so they're just trying to stay dry. And then it takes me 90 minutes to get out of the parking structure. And so I wrote a strongly worded email to any Lululemon email that I could find. And I'm still waiting a response. I DM them too. I talked to them on Threads. They sent a survey out and I copy pasted that email into the survey and I still have not gotten a response.
Okay.
And my friend, we all wrote, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You have a reputation to uphold. And you know what? Now I'm strictly aloe, even though Tom Sandoval's ruined that for me too.
That's go to Viore.
And I'm not a fan. I've tried it. I know. I'm sorry. You know, maybe I'm just going to continue with some Amazon dupes too. Oh my God, I'm wearing a Lululemon shirt right now. Oh, I've got to go change.
Take it off. Take it off.
This is kind of the sports bra top. I don't think you want to see it. Okay. I don't think you want to see that. But
maybe I do.
Just like a topless Tuesday?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, let's both do it.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, shit. I saw this April Fool's joke from Sunday, like on TikTok or something, where they all joined a meeting like on Zoom, except everybody but the boss knew, and everybody just had like tube tops on, so it all looked like they're naked. She's like, why is everyone in shoulders?
That's pretty hysterical.
I thought it was pretty funny. But you had a really funny April Fool's joke.
Oh, this was like, this was hysterical.
Yeah, tell
us. I did it on my class on the third graders. So we pretended, we found this like an article, and we made it like from National Geographic about these birds called the Leaperloofs. And it was a rare bird, and they like to come to coastal towns during spring for the sunshine. And they haven't been seen here a lot recently because of the rain and climate change.
Yeah.
But because it was a sunny day, it happened to be sunny. Because it was a sunny day, we heard they were migrating in the area. And so they like this monkey fruit that resembles the taste of an apple. And they're also not afraid of humans. But this was like really well-written article. Yeah. And I'm literally having them read it out loud, like how we study articles. And I'm like, asking them to summarize what's the main part, like how I normally would teach.
You're leaning in.
Oh my God. Me and the other teacher were like, oh my God, don't laugh. Like, please don't laugh. And so then we told them, so we cut them each an apple slice and said they have to go outside and say, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, loop-a-loof, and hold up the apple, and they could possibly land in their hands because they're not afraid of humans. The funniest part about this was like, have you guys heard of these before? They're like, yes, I actually have seen one before. I mean, so funny. So they're all outside on the patio going, with these apples in
their
hands.
Mary sent our friends like a tech or a video of it. It was the funniest thing ever.
It's hysterical. And then it actually spells out April Fool's backwards.
Oh, I was trying. Oh, Leaperloof. Oh, that makes sense. I was like, where did you come up with? Wait, that's so funny. Wait, so what? And then what was
then we like go back in, and I'm like, do you guys,
because you didn't find one, right?
No, we didn't find one. It was the weirdest thing. So I go back inside, and I'm like, does anyone notice anything about the words? And they're like, it spells April Fool's. Like, they put it together, and they were like, they were like, I can't believe we got God, like,
yeah,
they were like disappointed in themselves. But
what about the ones who had heard of the bird before?
I mean, they must have been embarrassed. No, they were saying, oh, no, like, they were like, then where'd you get the picture of the bird? And I was like, oh, it's just a random bird. They're like, well, that's why, because we've seen that bird before out in the wild. I'm like, oh, sure.
Yeah, I know what they're talking about. Yeah.
But that's a good one, teachers.
That's pretty I mean, the fact that you had all of them out with an apple size. I mean, they were holding it up in their arms, wooing. And it's like, but that's just innocent fun. I love that.
Like, it was so, it was like very sweet. They were super into it and like could take the joke. It was funny.
You know what was also sweet?
What was also sweet?
An acceptance speech that we received from our March Madness, his own self-titled March Madness King.
I feel like he ChatGPT'd his acceptance speech, added in some pages, and I honestly, I appreciate it. Like he read it. He was reading off a script.
He was prepped. He knew he needed to deliver. I feel, because people were asking, where's Craig's acceptance speech? It's like, you can't bog.
And
like,
thank you, Wes, for coming in as the runner-up for throwing us something as well.
I mean, if it's not Wes or Russell next year, I don't know. Like, who is there a newcomer coming? Like, Wes is such a gem. So nice. But like, I think people were kind of like, okay, Wes gives an acceptance speech, but where's Craig? So Craig even posted a story like, hey, I'm traveling. Sounds like he's opening a Sewing Down South in Nashville, perhaps.
Yes.
But I want to give a proper, you know, acceptance speech, which I just thought was so sweet. And
I really appreciated that we got it and it was thoughtful.
Us the video and not post it as a story. And I thought it was sweet. He even posted a story. So then we reposted it. And so I didn't want to kick off the hot Hall of Fame without honoring our March Madness kid. King. So we obviously started that today was Hall of Fame. I know it's April. It's okay. Just suspend belief for, you know, a few more days. It's okay.
I think you're just doing everyone a favor by spreading it out.
It gives us something to look forward to. I wanted people to have a break a little bit. You know, there was just such a rush from that. And then it's like, let's revel in Craig for a little bit. Let's talk about like our runner up in West and like all the contestants that, you know, made March sadness. Right. And now we're in the hot Hall of Fame. And listen.
So, okay. So today we had Carl versus Luke. Right now, mm-hmm. Carl 32, Luke 68.
Mm-hmm. I voted Luke. Who did you vote for?
I also voted Luke.
Okay. Then this one I sat on. Mm-hmm. So it's Beau versus Mauricio. And I held down the story for a long time because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I ended up voting Mo. Wow. Yeah, I did. Because I literally like his houses and I'd be okay with living in Aspen.
And the TikTok Beverly still Hills. Bother you.
And no.
Okay. Yeah. I voted Beau.
Okay.
The reason I also voted Luke too was because he did respond first. Now, they didn't send in photos. Andrea did. And you guys, you know, it's Andrea. So don't even worry.
You guys.
I just sent it to Mary and I said, hello.
Spicy.
He's like, and he's just like, I hope you girls are well. You're so sweet to do this. And I'm like, yeah, we're so sweet. Where are the winners?
I'm like defogging my sunglasses.
Windshield wipers.
Woo, baby.
But so Luke and he's like, I'm so sorry I didn't send a photo, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't have to apologize to us. Flash, thank you for apologizing. Like, I feel like they're just so nice. And Carl, you know, then Carl posted too, was like, he posted the story and was like, you know, thanks to us for putting this on. And I'm like, oh my God.
We didn't appreciate the winners.
Yes. It's just like, we love to celebrate hotness.
Absolutely.
And you can't fault us for that.
No, I did love Paige's comment on Craig winning. And she was like, it's not a beauty competition. It's from Miss Congeniality.
It's not a beauty pageant. It's a scholarship competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that was funny too. But I was also like, I hope she pushed him to give a little acceptance speech because he did shout her out plenty multiple times.
I think three. Which then had me thinking. Uh-huh. I mean, they have this like Panera partnership right now. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they're headed in the right direction.
Okay.
I do think there's going to be an engagement. I think it's going to be off camera.
We've talked about this.
Okay.
You want to talk about it again, though? We can talk about it. You want to put it into the universe.
It's going to be off camera, and it's going to be the end of summer.
Okay. And then for our next pod, I want us to go over our predictions from Q1. We got to go over the Q1 predictions.
Okay, we're going to do a summer house.
We'll chat the summer houses again, but that'll come out early next week. And that'll be the pod for next week. I do want to preface my fault.
Wait, let's talk about Vanderpump Villa. Did you watch on Hulu?
I watched about half an episode. I'm ready for this. No, I know. I'm ready for this mess. I think I might even save it for my plane ride next week.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is like a good plane show. Yes. But let's be honest, if I have plenty of time or any time or no time, I'll still watch half. But I watched half and I felt like it was also very much trying to recreate a Vanderpump Rules, but I'm okay with it. Tell me a little bit more.
Lisa was in it an extreme amount. And then I was like, where is Ken? Is he at the chateau? But she seems like very much the head of the house.
I'm okay with her in that capacity on this show, though.
It makes sense. It's like she's actually pretending like she's running the chateau. She pretends that she makes the staff dinner the first night.
Okay, I watched that part. I got basically to the part where the one guy got so wasted
and woke up
the next day.
He's the Jax, and his ex-girlfriend is the Stassi. Who
Marciano and Hannah?
Yes. And they have been broken up for about 6 months, but then they hooked up again about a month ago. And he definitely lives in Vegas, which makes me think Hannah lives in Vegas. And also there was like a previous manager at Vanderpump Villa or at the Vanderhoof Vegas restaurant.
But I'm wondering, they never said if the other two people worked there either.
I was trying to figure out, are they pulling people from her other restaurants to bring out here? Like, everybody on the show seems to be from America.
Okay. They have this really hot guy, Eric, who recently went through a divorce, and he's kind of the one that all the women are after. Then, okay, I really like this Telly girl. Telly, you know, she had like a really interesting story. She's from Jamaica. She like talked about how her mom was so poor and like raising them that she like wouldn't even eat. And she's just a super hard worker. And I was like, I can get behind this. Like, I love this girl's story. Mm-hmm. Then she's like drinking on the job with the Marciano guy. And I just started giggling because the one rule in Lisa's house is you don't drink on the job, you know, and she has cameras everywhere. You know, it's so like gimmicky at the same time. Like everything you're like, okay, so basically this story is going to be about how Lisa catches them drinking on the job and they're going to get in a lot of trouble.
One person will get fired. It's like, who's the expendable person on the cast so far right now that's going to be like, Marciano, we love misogyny in the Vanderpump household, so we're going to give you a pass. But one of the girls, you're out.
Right, exactly. Then they have this girl, Priscilla. She's from Brazil.
Is she the one that was flirting with Eric?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Then they have Andre, he was so cute. He's like, yeah, they're like, my couch, it has like a solid
indent
from me sitting alone all the time.
Was he the other bartender with Telly?
Yes, he's a mixologist. Okay. He's originally from Dallas.
The mixologist. Yes, the mixologist.
Right. And his mom died 4 years ago. And he's like, she would have loved that I'm working for Lisa. He feels like honored.
Because she was a fan of Vanderpump, right? Like, yes. Of Lisa. Oh.
Yeah. So that's like, I'm into him. Like, I want to, you want to see him find love, you know?
Okay. Is that what we're doing on this show?
I'm hopeful for him.
Okay. Do you feel
there's
this is very
hookups?
Do you think this is very below deck, but on land?
Yes. And
they all live at the villa too, they live right behind the villa, like in the guest quarters, and they're Downton Abbey house and twin beds. They're all sleeping in twin beds, very feeling like we're on the challenge.
And below deck, like, I think it's going to be, it's low stakes. It's a laundry show. You kind of know what's going to happen. But I do think that Hannah Marciano relationship is going to fuel us all. It's given us the Stassi and Jax of it all. So I would give it a try.
Yeah. No, I mean, I fell asleep watching is the reason why I didn't finish the episode, because I was tired.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to watch. Yeah, I'm going to download it. If I don't watch it before then, I'm going to definitely get to download it on the plane and watch.
And then you guys also.
Oh, my God. What?
I got a preview because Patty Sanger has a new matchmaker show. It's on CW. Nick Viall's going to be on it.
He's getting giddy.
I am like weirdly excited about this. And I just saw commercial. I just love that show. So I'll give that a try as well. I don't even know if I have the CW, but I'll find it.
It's on cable. It's like regular. It's like an NBC, right?
Right. But I have like that Hulu TV now. I don't even know how to work
it. I'll probably be canceled after an episode. What is Nick Viall doing on it?
He's a relationship expert. I'm like, because he was a bachelor? Yes.
The 42-year-old man who's
dating
a 24-year-old
girl. He does a good job on the interviews.
He
gets the people to open up. I don't know.
He's a marble mouth for me.
I think he gets the people to talk about what
he gave shit to Sandoval in that one interview. I think gives me a holier than thou vibe, and like that he can never do any wrong. But I do watch the TikTok clips when I see them.
I didn't like him when he was The Bachelor. I thought he was a womanizer, but
dating 25 girls?
Weirdly think he's a great interviewer and gets down to business, is very direct, and won't let them like wiggle out of the questions.
Sure.
So I appreciate that.
Sure. I'll agree
he's
with
a
that.
True and a journalist.
No, like we are. Like we are.
Some might say.
Not one has, but some could.
Okay.
Speaking, let's just talk a little bit Potomac. This is like the week of infuriating TV for me. It's like, first off, I thought that the reunion was this one episode was better than the whole season in the sense that they were forced to interact with each other. But it was
Andy also did a very good job by starting it out and saying, like, the viewers basically hated this season, and it's because you guys don't get along. So we have to fix this today, or else this is not going to move forward. And I like that he actually called that out. Like,
but I also,
what's the intention of today?
I think what's surprising to me is, like, clearly before, like, they're all seeing the reactions from the fandom. They're seeing what's going on with their show. They're seeing that people weren't really talking about it as much this season because it just got so bad where people, I mean, I saw, like, people just saying,
stop watching.
Stop. Yeah. Just being like, it's just not
after Austin. It wasn't,
fun. I don't want to spend an hour here. I don't want to do this, like, whatever. And Giselle still had to come and just be a fucking bitch. And the way I emphasize that.
Like, laughing in Candace's face as Candace is crying, like, really, like, made my blood
so mean
boil.
Girl.
Made my blood
yeah.
boil. And I'm actually so proud of Candace for walking away. And, like, she's going to have a great music
she's
career. And I would
her
love
mental health and herself.
And like, staying out of scary situations. Like, they're
waiting for her to snap again. They want her to do the same thing that happened with Monique, that happened with, like, the butter knife. And look, I haven't been the biggest Candace fan. And I do think that she can be, like, vitriolic with, like, things she says. She has, like, a really sharp tongue. And I think a lot of her Twitter has been bad. However, I also think Candace is really smart. And I think she has been so right in a lot of these things that she's talked about where I'm like, Giselle, you still, like, you're so semantics when she's basically saying, you implied that my husband was a predator. Like, yeah. Whether you meant it or not, you implied it. And that's what I was saying. We have the freaking scenes where it's like, he made me. He didn't make you do anything. You, again, remember when she asked him? It's like, it's so infuriating that she gets to have this narrative. And it did piss me off that Andy didn't push back on that part of it, because it was like, then all of a sudden Candace has to, like, is basically being the bigger person, decides to kind of apologize because she knows too she's got to accept and move on, because yeah, if she wants to stay. And Giselle just doesn't. And I just wanted to,
and Giselle created that whole story up to, like, protect Robin, essentially, because Juan was cheating on her. And that was so embarrassing to watch. Basically, Robin just admitted, like, I'm okay with what he does. If he goes to the laundromat with women,
whatever he says, I'm going to believe him.
I mean, and then also, like, we all just know that Karen cheats on Ray, and it's acceptable.
Maybe they have an agreement like Mia and Gordon.
That
I will say, though, before we get there, Karen's saying when Robin's like, Karen, we all know. And she's like, no, Robin, that would be Juan. And
I loved Karen's hair.
Karen's hair looked amazing. I feel like she just got, like, brand new teeth or something was going on with her mouth that was, like, really distracting. I don't know why I'm focused on these women's mouths so much between that and, like, Brittany and, like, everything.
Well, she did admit to the facelift.
She looks fantastic.
Right. No, but I always wonder, you know, like, Kris Jenner, she has that cut as well. You know, how do you transition to that bold cut? I'll never be able to, but
I think you could.
Oh God, Courtney, I have too round of a face.
You have to have, like, more jawbone. Like, it has to be, like, pointy a little bit or long.
Yes.
And yeah, and you and I are round face girlies.
Mm-hmm. Heart shape.
There's no heart here. It's a full circle.
But yeah, I envy anyone that can pull that haircut off.
Yeah, no, I honestly think it's her best look.
I love it. Okay, now let's talk about Ink.
What? Like, why are Andy's they all, like, friends? They're all friends.
Gordon just, like, saying hi to him.
Oh, hey, Ink.
Are we doing a paternity test? Is this Maury?
This is like
Andy's Maury.
I feel like this is too much. It's like, Mia, get the test. Your poor son, you're throwing all of this out there. He's gonna see it. It's like, slash, if this is continuing next season, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. But after this reunion,
I want
first
Gordon
part
to be in next season too.
I actually just want Giselle fired. I'd rather Robin and Ashley stay and Giselle fired.
I would also like to see, like, Gordon date someone else, and then, like, she's a housewife and, like,
want him to John
Mia has to hang
it up
out with them. Which he
is a horrible human.
Him fuck and Alexis John Jansen.
They're so bizarre, though. Like, he's going after her for $70,000 for her facelift. And
I don't even believe he has that money. I'm sure the story is 100% true, but I'm also like, no.
But I mean, but she apparently like paid for everything at the beginning of their relationship. She was on Jeff Lewis. I haven't listened to the episode yet, but there's like a 7-minute TikTok.
Oh, damn.
So you guys, we might not have TikTok much longer. So,
you know what bothers me about like reels and TikTok?
It gives away a lot.
No, oh. Not at all. Is that they make me swipe to go the next one. And you know what? Sometimes I might want to be in my car instead of listening to a podcast or music, even though I'm still listening to Cowboy Carter and I cannot fucking stop. I love it so much. I sometimes just want to listen to the TikToks.
Do you think she'll like do a surprise Coachella appearance?
Maybe Stagecoach.
Oh.
I would say that's probably more up the alley of and like or like ooh. Post Malone is actually he's I think headlining at Stagecoach. So I could see him bringing her out for like Levi Jeans, their song together.
Wait, he's at Stagecoach.
Yeah, he's country now. Everyone's going country, Mary.
Oh,
everyone.
My gosh. I've always been a country fan. So that I got a barbecue stand on my white T-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt.
Okay, so that's not her sound as much.
By the railroad track. Do you know that song?
Is that Toby Keith?
Tim McGraw.
That's what I meant.
Faith Hill's husband.
Yeah. This kiss.
I'm more of like a Garth Brooks girly, like, cause I got friends in
sure.
Place. Anyways, back to the TikTok thing. They need to give where it just automatically goes to the next one. Cause you know what? I love hearing what people have to fucking say. People I don't know.
Okay.
People sure. I don't know have to say about situations that are happening in the zeitgeist. And I have to be hands-free.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hands-free. So I want to just go to the next one. If I'm going to sit there and listen to 3 minutes of someone rage sure. against whatever, I want right. to hear the just, next rage.
Right.
I get and it. I'm sure there's probably a feature, but I'm not smart enough.
I don't know how to use technology.
Yeah. So. Okay. Back to Potomac. I'm sorry.
No, I think that, I mean, I'm really curious about this Mia Gordon situation.
What is she your, broke what are all your, the rules. What are I your mean, thoughts on this? Like, do you feel like Giselle should go? I mean, Giselle yeah. and Ashley, I'd actually, you'd rather keep Robin. I would love to watch Robin kind of flounder on her own.
No, the Green End Bandits just both got to go.
And Ashley? I just don't know who anchors the cast besides Karen. Obviously, this is Karen's show, even though Giselle thinks it's hers. And I think that Giselle is an Andy favorite. Like, I don't think Karen is an Andy favorite. I think Giselle is. But that's, like, frustrating because Giselle is so – her whole thing when she's like, I'm getting death threats because of what Candace said is, like, Candace was actually, for multiple seasons, on the receiving end of death threats. So, like, not that – first off, death threats are ridiculous. Come on. Talk shit behind their backs. Come on, normal people. But, like – it's at her acting as if that's all Candace's fault, which it's like, yeah. Well, no, that's the deranged
Candace did a
fans.
Good job of explaining that, too.
100%.
Like, I just can't control what people are saying. Right. Mm-hmm. Also, did Wendy talk at the reunion?
Well, yeah, because then remember when Andy asked her for her lawyer opinion and they said, well, NECA's a lawyer. Yeah. And he said, oh, okay. But then Wendy's like, well, he did the ask degrees. Me a question.
The degrees.
Yeah. He's like, sorry, I think assume one of the four.
Sorry. Gets confusing. Oh, God. No, but that's all I really have
I
to say.
I will say I loved all their looks, minus Ashley.
I love that they always are in theme. I agree. And
they're always dressing for success.
Cohesive.
Yeah. I liked it. All black look with like silver detailing. I thought that was it, everyone looked nice. Mm-hmm. Should we take like a quick little break and then come right yeah. back?
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa Credit Card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out of network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, so we're here. We're going to talk Vanderpump Rules, then we're going to talk The Valley. And I could never relate to Katie Maloney more about hating working out. I've never felt endorphins, and I love wine. I've never got on Brenner's High.
Feeling good after a cycle.
I will say when I do work out, it does give me energy.
I personally don't like a boot camp, which is like kind of what they were doing. I don't love a boot camp. I need like not that.
Right.
Or I need it to be like a half boot camp, like a Barry's, right? Where you're like running half and then you're doing high intensity for the other half. Like I can't do like 45 minutes of that.
I just like to walk.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Walks.
Oh, yeah. Me too. My favorite thing is to like get that walking pad out and I put it on a TV show and I just walk.
There you go.
Steps and TV.
Yeah. But this Katie Maloney killed it this episode.
She's so miserable though, right? What a miserable person Katie Maloney is.
The best part about it is that Tom Schwartz is obsessed that she slept with Max, not because he cares that she slept with Max and is mad at her for sleeping at Max. He's obsessed with it because he's like, oh, guys, look, she can be just as bad as me. Except you know what I mean?
Not even the same thing. And I also think that there's sexual tension that Tom wants to fuck Katie again. I'm convinced that Tom wants Katie back so badly and wants the life that he knows he fucked up.
He would totally take her back and
he's like, fuck, she's thriving now. She can wear one of those bathing suit tops and a jean vest over it and call it style.
But he honestly thinks that this makes him look good.
And so does Tom Sandoval. They're all like, oh, she fucked Max. He's like, well, we're basically the same because I fucked people when we were married and together. Like, and statistically, it's really low if you count the amount of days we were together. It's like, shut the fuck up, Tom.
I mean,
Schwartz.
He's so embarrassing, but like, that is his truth. That was legitimate.
So
he's
embarrassing.
Like, we were together for 1,200 days, and I only cheated on you like 12 of those times. So that's 1%.
The raging massage. You know what I just love about this is when it first started, everyone was awful and everyone is still awful. But the fact is that everybody seems to now recognize the amount of misogyny that is focused on these shows in the Valley, too. But a lot of the women, some of the men are side pieces to the women in the Valley. But it's like this show, we have since the beginning have like put the Toms, Jacks, like kind of on this pedestal of like, oh my God, they're so funny. And now the veil has been lifted and the guys are like, I don't understand how the shit that we did so much in the past doesn't work anymore. Like, what do you mean the women are standing up for themselves? What do you mean they don't care anymore? What do you mean that they're raging at us and it's all warranted? And we're not getting the reaction like that we want. It's like, I love seeing it. But you know what? I still say, fuck you, Lala. Fuck you, Sheena. Fuck you, Sandoval. Fuck you, Brock. And fuck you, okay. Schwartz.
I don't feel that way about Lala and Sheena. I don't get that. I thought the water tasting was a big scam. They're trying to pretend like that was $1,000 bottle and this is the only one in America. And then they're also calling it.
It's like, bitch, I can go to Michael's and buy rhinestones and rhinestone a bottle too.
Also, they're calling it like dinosaur piss.
This one tastes like cum. Oh, great. Pour me a glass.
I know.
Don't give to the women of Potomac. They're all spitting. And you know what was what cracked me up about this water thing too? Because Lala doesn't want to host it in her apartment. So she has James host it. And then James
there wouldn't have been enough room.
And then he also said on the after show that he had to pay $150 for their Pizza Hut pizza.
And
where's no ranch? Quick, Tom, run, go get the ranch.
But he was like, that's how I'm gonna save the day. If that guy has ranch dressing in his car, people are going to like me. People are going to like me again. You know, hang on, guys. I'm going to save the day. I'll get the ranch.
Oh, I'll get him. I don't think he's left yet. Let me chase him down the mean streets of Burbank. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Here's what infuriates me about Lala. And there's a preview that's going around for next week too, where Ariana basically kind of breaks down. It's like, I'm angry and I know I shouldn't be this angry, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like, there's just all of this. Like, I started thinking about it too, because it goes back to the dog situation and everything. And Lala just had, like, because the producers have talked to them and said, no, you guys all need to film, Lala takes it upon herself that she's now this producer. But it's like, if this was her and Ariana's situation, which it kind of was, she would never excuse the shit that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she
the fact that Ariana's actually filmed with him is truly insane.
I mean, I'm like,
and they filmed many times together. The pizza thing, the beach, the Belmont night, James's DJ in session. Like they've been at, more than a handful of times that she's actually had to film with him.
And it's like, we've had seasons where we've iced out people. We iced out Stassi when she left for New York and came back. We've iced out Kristen because we had to pick Tom Sandoval when he's newly started dating Ariana. It's like, but for some reason we can't ice out Tom Sandoval this season. It's like, we don't want him.
I honestly, to make the show go on, they got to get rid of him.
They have to. Like, and I don't know what, and again, I think it's like, I don't really want Lala and Sheena. It's like, what bothers me about Lala too is where she's like, she comes to the beach thing late, which obviously we started this whole fight too. And she goes, we're already doing this. It's like, bitch, you came fucking late. And you don't get to have commentary because you know what? You know who's coming to beach day next week? Randall. Hey, Sheena, guess who I'm inviting? Shay.
Right.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Would that bother you? Oh, would that bother you? Okay. And you know what? Fuck you, Brock, when he's like, and who's the one yelling? Ariana, you have a fucking domestic violence charge and you don't see two of your kids, you little bitch.
I thought he only had one.
He has two children he's abandoned. Wow. Okay. And he has a domestic violence charge. But yeah, Ariana's the angry one. Fuck you and your fucking high-heeled boots.
Oh, God.
I'm just like so annoyed. And Andy said he's the voice of reason and Lala's the MVP of the season. Where?
Andy Cohen said that?
Yes, Mary.
When?
Said it about the back half and like the reunion. It's like, it's infuriating to watch that art that they all need to tell Ariana how she needs to process all of this. And then, I thought.
I'm going to stop you because I do think what everyone is saying is like, you are in such a toxic space. Like the fact that you guys are still living together and you don't have the mediator and because he got fired because he was eavesdropping or she got fired because Tom was eavesdropping on their conversation. And that was also like super sad. It's just so shocking to me that Ariana likes Anne too. I would think she would like loathe her, but it's like, she wants to save her. Like how she wanted to save T. Like, she's like, don't be with this man. Like, I can help you. I know what he's truly like. He'll show his true colors. Like, she's trying to save Anne.
She said, I don't know if it was on the
help with the underwear.
There were a couple scenes that were on Peacock that were on the show on Bravo. So they mentioned that they're hiring Anne for something about her. And I don't think that was in. And then there was another scene that they didn't show where Kyle Chan, Tom Sandoval, and Tom Schwartz go to dinner where they basically just talk shit on him. And Tom Sandoval talks shit about how lazy Ariana is. And it, like, pisses me off because it's like, obviously this big thing is, like, with the dog. And it's like, yeah, should Ariana have had the food in her room? Probably not. However, she thought the door was closed, didn't think anything was happening. And, like, her room being that disgusting is probably a physical representation of her mental well-being.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the, like, I'm just, so
I was shocked what, like, Lala, like, in her confessional, like, really coming down. Yeah.
Like, that's
specifically, like, well, also,
you had a Glad trash bag brand, and you can,
like, Lala's like, throw your trash away. But
she is always OCD cleaning in her apartment. How do I know? Because they show us every fucking time we see her apartment.
Except this week was a shake weight. Do those exist?
No, she just does. It's like when she had brought a bottle out. She's just so fake to me. I'm just so over her shit. She's nothing outside. When she's like, yeah, bro, we're going to have some water tastings.
That's like, James Kennedy took over her body in you.
I mean, between her and then Sheena. Okay, please, you guys, go back. And I need you to see. Because, of course, by the way, she said, all of you guys have flirted with me at one point in your life. Even you, Tom Sandoval. Schwartz goes, Sheena, I got something for you. She's like, oh my God, you did? What? And he throws her a Capri Sun. She goes, Capri Sun. Where never she delivers it. She's like, Capri Sun.
Oh God.
You want to know what happened?
Right.
I got a Capri Sun.
Also, what was the most delusional part of the episode is that Tom thought that he was going to have an amicable breakup more than Tom and Katie. So clearly he only remembers, like, I feel like he clearly stepped out of the relationship early on, but he thought Ariana did too in some way. Like, seriously concerning. He thought this was going to be amicable.
Like, this was a civil, where they were going to be civil. I'm right. Like, and what? In what space did you think that it was going to be civil? And to be fair, Tom and Katie were pretty civil.
Absolutely.
I mean, compared to, like, having to film a show and do all these things, they were pretty civil. And yeah, there was stepping out on Schwartz's side, but that's not necessarily why they ended, right? Katie just finally chose herself. It's like, Tom, her grandma died. Then her dog died, which I wouldn't be surprised again if you fucking killed the dog because you're an attempted dog murderer. When she delivered that, oh, I felt it and I loved it.
I wonder
it.
If she got the dog.
Yes, 100% she has Maya.
You think?
Yes.
That has not been confirmed.
I 100%
Well, she paid the feast. She paid the feast.
I feel it.
That would hold up in the courts.
Yeah. And then so then he fucked Raquel in the house that they owned while she was mourning the loss of this. And then he's like, yeah, but it should have been civil because I was horny. And she always put me down in the relationship. Did you see how she just raged at me? Like, and now, you know, people are putting all these TikToks of, like, all the times that Tom has raged over the seasons. It's like when they tried to show how angry Ariana was, and it was two clips, and one of them was her yelling at him for Raquel.
But you seem to think that, like, Lala and Sheena are on Tom's side. Do you think that?
I don't think that they're on Tom's side. I think they're against Ariana. They are 100% jealous of all these things that have come to her. Like, Sheena being like, you should be so happy these brand deals happened. Like, oh, your relationship's over, but look how much money you're making. It's like, she's going to a divorce lawyer because she's going to have to figure out. She's got to go to a real estate lawyer to figure out the house. Like, she might be making money, but she is spending that money just as fast to keep herself sane and make sure that she gets her worth out of what he fucked up. Like, why does she have to move out? I don't understand.
I mean,
like,
he should have moved out from the very beginning. That is so psychotic.
I watched
but also,
an old episode
we know
of
he's delusional because he thought this was going to be amicable. The fact that he didn't run away is disgusting. He didn't hide. Well, I guess he went to New Zealand for a little bit.
I mean, I did laugh when he ran away after she yelled at him. He grabbed his two purses, like, I'm out of here. Grabbed those bags, like, okay, bye. But I was watching an old episode of Vanderpump Rules, and it's when Brittany and Jax, when Jax, Brittany found out he cheated on her. You know,
Ron Hale.
Yeah, Rotten Hail. And Sandoval's like, you got to leave the apartment, man. And I said, okay, at two, Brutus, why are you not leaving? Like, why does she have to leave? Because you fucked up her life.
I know. No, I feel very sorry for Ariana. And I feel like she also, I think it takes her a long time to do things, like to actually have that woman come to the house and go over all the money part. Basically. Like,
yeah,
I think it takes her a long time. She's also busy as hell to actually pull triggers on things. So, but that's like being consistent, like in,
yeah.
So it takes her more probably than a normal person to respond to the emails.
Lawyer, I was like thinking the lawyer probably hasn't responded because he's like, well, give me a breakdown of everything that you own. And then it's probably is like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm also trying to just survive.
But I think at the end of the day, the whole cast is saying, this is so unhealthy for you and you're never going to move forward because you're living in this house with him. So like,
but like even if her lawyer advised
you should, but if you should deserve to get to stay, but like at the end of the day, it's tearing you apart and not healthy for you. I think at the end of the day,
they do not care.
I disagree. And they're like, this is so bad for you. Like,
but then he can go. So she should leave and go pay $5,000 for
no, I don't agree with that
apartment. Like,
I don't agree with that. It's just well, now she bought a house.
I mean, I'm so glad. But did she say, like, I know I need to get out of here? And then you learn too about
her house in the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she got out of the valley.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. Good for her. But it's just so, I guess I'm just so frustrated because I'm like, the situation was reversed. None of you, like, she handles it with such grace and none of you are giving that to her minus Katie. It's like watching that whole thing go down at the beach, even when Brock made that stupid fucking Raquel joke. It's like, are you kidding me?
It was literally the boy sitting on one side and the girl sitting
with a line in the sand. But like Sheena being like, I want to be with the boys because I'm a guy. I just get along with guys better. And then they all flirt with me. I'm Sheena.
Oh god.
It's like I love when Ariana was basically like, how come none of you tell him to shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
How come none of you did that? And then, you know, Lala on a podcast on her podcast this week is like, Ariana's never defended. I'm like, Ariana was the only one nice to you, Lala, when all the girls iced you out in like your first few seasons. So shut the fuck up. I can clearly remember her too at a pool party where they were like, he was talking shit to Katie. And she yells at him like, Tom, I'm not going to do this today. It's not going to be you versus the girls. Like, she is I think Ariana is a very good friend, and I think she's put boundaries up, as we know. And I think she's putting boundaries up in her friendships where it's like, it's just so wild to me that I can't understand how people can't be team Ariana and team Katie and I cannot change my stance on it. It's like infuriating. No,
but I cannot wait for this season to be over.
I agree.
But I agree. I thank God the Valley is right after because I'm obsessed. Should we take a break and talk the Valley?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also just want to say, Tom Schwartz, please don't have any kids anytime soon. Okay.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly.
Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we're back with the valley. And so basically we ended the last episode. The girls are having girls' night. The boys are having boys' night. And Kristen drops this bomb. And Kristen said that Janet is the pregnant one, not at the party. She said that Michelle, who was hosting the party, is a Republican and a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said she heard this all from Zach. So right. Now
Zach heard it from Jasmine, and Jasmine heard it from Janet. So it's really also, down the line.
But don't you think it was interesting? We did not really see what happened at the party. Then they break it down, and we're like at Michelle and Jesse's house the next morning. Michelle's telling Jesse about it, and then she wants to call Janet right away to go over it. But we kind of don't exactly see what happens.
Like, we see Zach yelling at her at the last part, like next week, where he's like, I didn't say that. But then it's a weird flashback. I will say I did laugh. First off,
there's got to be like way more that was said, though.
I think that Brittany, this was her best look at the farmer's market where they were doing a recap. And she was wearing a little wrap dress, black wrap dress and sneakers. And I was like, this is what you should be wearing. You look wonderful like this. Jax, you're still a piece of shit. But I was laughing when they were doing the voiceovers of recapping what had happened at each of their respective nights. Like the editors had matched up with Jax's, like with Luke's mouth moving and Jax like speaking, and then Brittany doing it for Kristen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, we missed a lot. And I'm like, and first off, it was said 100% it was said.
Yeah.
But right. I think that Zach, but
Everyone admits it.
Well, Janet's like, she said she don't say gay is good for kids. So then I thought, I think she might have gone down an algorithm, Republican algorithm. And then people are like, oh, well, Republicans are big racists. So Michelle must be a racist. And then Kristen just hears, well, Michelle's a racist and a Republican.
That's pretty much a good summary. But it's more layered than that. It's more layered than that. It's basically a giant game of telephone.
Exactly. But what's funny about it is Kristen is a well-seasoned reality TV person. Right. So she knows what she did.
Also got kicked off reality TV for being racist.
Yeah. Calling the cops on Faith and inciting this whole thing. And then, but I'm like, Kristen, you're not going to make me feel bad for you at the end of the episode when she's like going over, like, and now I have to relive it. It's like, well, you probably should. I don't feel bad. Like, Kristen, I don't feel bad.
But I also really appreciated that they broke the fourth wall like so much in this episode. They were talking about before production started. We're seeing like, you know, they do a good job like filling in people like mm-hmm. how Kristen got off TV, you know, all these things. But okay, so I basically Michelle calls
what
Janet.
What they're all pissed off about really is that Kristen said it on TV. That's what they're pissed off about. And that's why they don't realize how this game
works.
Well,
and also she like jumped to conclusions.
Well, no, I think that's exactly what Zach told her. Mm-hmm. I think Zach, I do not think that Chris.
Zach said it's social suicide to be a Republican in LA.
I'm like, really? Is it?
You live there. Let me know.
I don't go seek anybody out, but I'm just saying I don't think it's like that crazy. I think a lot of rich people probably are.
Right.
You know, taxes.
Right.
But I just was like laughing because I'm like, Zach has been caught. They've all been caught because they've all said some version of this, but it's gotten to the, I don't know if like they're like how it got to the race part, but I'm like, I 100% believe that Zach said that exactly to Kristen, because we also get a flashback when he's like, you're not wrong. And it's
he's basically, she calls, Kristen calls Zach because mm-hmm. Kristen's like, I have done nothing wrong here. I just told the truth. I drink truth serum. And Zach's like, girl, you are the bus driver. You're running over the dead bodies. Like, I said she was a Republican. Why did you have to tell everyone? We think she's a Republican. Therefore, she's racist. Why would you do that?
And then Brittany's like, hey, honey. Her accent is so out of control. Hey, honey. Yeah, I'll call you later.
It's definitely gotten thicker.
It's too much. It's put upon. It's like all the thing about, here's the thing. Vanderpump Rules, everybody's getting to this level of like, I'm so infuriated with them because they're so fucking frustrating. I can't stand any of them. The Valley, I can't stand any of them, but it's dumb shit. Like,
well, I mean, we're also like watching Jax Taylor, who is the messiest man alive, and he kind of is not looking that bad compared to Jesse.
Jax and Brittany on the show. That's the thing. We don't need Jax. This Jax and Brittany thought this was their show, and it is the fucking Kristen show.
It's Kristen, and I'm very fascinated by Jesse. He was legit
a scary man.
Fascinated by him, but he legitimately scares me.
Oh yeah, he's frightening.
I'm also like, you have met him before. You've seen him before. He's like Jax Taylor and Spencer Pratt combined. Like Pratt from years ago.
He's a smart Jax Taylor. The problem that Jax's downfall is he's a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. But Jesse, I don't think is a fucking idiot. I mean, well, I think he's dumb, I think but I don't think
he
think
like showed us like his sociopath side being with that relationship coach, because he's basically like, OK, so if I do all these things for 2 months, then what? It's like he is like, if I do all the check marks, if I say a nice compliment every day, if I
do everything you told and I get 100%, what does it get me?
It's so bizarre. And the guy's like, that's not how it works. Like, she has to genuinely feel it and like that you love her and care for her and are saying these things because you want to, not because I've told you to. Like, he totally missed that. That was scary to me.
At this point, they have to be separated on the show. And they said, you know, they signed a contract. I mean, I'm making this up. They signed a contract when they were together, broke up in the months until the show actually started filming, and now have to pretend that they're together, but they're going to break up within the season.
I mean, I guess they just like wanted exposure. He's probably like, this is great for the real estate.
Totally. No, I know. I feel like
I was like wondering if he should like, if he would have been better on like a $1 million listing or like the buying Beverly Hills or selling Sunset.
No, this is where he should be.
Yeah.
They just shouldn't have called it the Valley.
Do you think they've really not had sex?
No, I believe he's definitely cheating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
But you don't think they've had sex since the baby?
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I think that they're very much, I think in that session, they were basically already separated. Like, I think that they are separated and they are co-parenting and doing, and they figured it out.
Well, this is the first time he's parenting.
Yeah. Oh, right. So now it's happening. But yeah, he is something else when he's like the Capri party. It's sophisticated. It's like, isn't it called Capri?
She's like, stop saying sophisticated. Like,
you don't, if you say it's a sophisticated party, it's not a sophisticated party. You don't have to say it so people know it. And we're hosting a party in somebody's house that's being sold. It's not even our own.
I know. Which is also just like embarrassing in itself, you know? Yeah, it's like, everyone's like, wow, this place is awesome. And it's like, well, no one here can afford to buy it. So, and
speaking of Capri, Jax goes, hey, Brittany, well, I'm not taking you there. It's like, we fucking know you don't have a passport. It's why you didn't go to Stassi's birth or wedding, right? Because Cruz could get a passport. But then also he's like, oh, the only Capri you're getting is a Capri Sun. He says a Capri Sun. It's like, is there a sponsorship on the show?
I thought Brittany looked really pretty in that purple dress.
Yeah.
That hit for me. Also, let's talk about Jax opening this bar, but he's invested no money. So essentially they're just using his name. I'm like, are you even a 5% owner?
Mary, I almost pissed my pants when he came in and acted like he was the fucking boss. He sits on one of those couches, puts his arm up on the top of it and goes, hey guys, what do we think of that painting? I think it needs to pop and be a little bit more 3D. They go, no, it's good like that. He's like, yeah, that's good. But like, he has no control over anything. They have just basically given
him. I don't even think he has owns the bar at all.
No, he's also an investor in name. He was like,
I'm picking out my next wife as I interview these people. I mean, his eyes.
He wasn't wearing a bra.
Popped up. He was mesmerized. I can totally see him dating someone with like a full sleeve after this.
Totally.
Like a rock and roll girl, like his next era. Like he had his like Southern.
He's belt, in his reputation
the
era.
Mother, the mother of my child. But now I'm going to go rock and roll.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to like sleep with other people? She was on Watch What Happens
Live. That never stopped him before.
you watched Watch What Happens Live. So what was her like final breaking point with him?
She said that there was one night that she went out with Kristen and came home and he started a fight. And then that was like when the veil was lifted. And she's like, he started a fight over nothing. And I'm laughing going, oh, so Jax thought you and Kristen hooked up again. Nope, not implied, but that's what I think happened is like, okay, so Jax implied that there was some funny business going on, probably because he had done something bad because, you know, they always project onto the other person. Mm. So like she had gone out, he had probably gone out, done something bad, then projected it onto her. And she just said, like, I didn't want my son to see that that's okay, how you can speak to women. So they're still living apart. They're co-parenting. Mm-hmm. She said he's a really good dad. I don't know what to believe here, but like that Andy was kind of like grilling her though. And she was on with the girl from Bridgerton. That's like the next season's going to be about or whatever. And so they're like, you know, should she leave him? And they're, everyone's kind of like, yeah. And she's like, unless you don't want to. And then that's your decision. And you can do whatever you want because totally. I mean, I just feel so bad for Brittany because she looks so uncomfortable. Yeah. She looks uncomfortable in her body. She looks uncomfortable talking about any of this situation. I think she wanted to be back on reality TV, but not in this way. And I just feel like she just did not invite. I don't like her anymore. I've decided I don't like her because I think she's still put upon, but I still want the best for her because Jax Taylor is not the best. And I feel like she sold her life to be with Jax Taylor and be on Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
And look at where it's gotten her. And I feel sad for her.
I feel sad for her too.
I feel sad.
But I do think she's the person that kind of brings the group together.
I do not at all. I think she thinks she is. And
no,
I think
she's like friends with Kristen. She's friends with all the moms.
No, I know. But I don't think she's like, I think if her and Jax were on the show, it would still survive.
Do you think, I feel like the Danny Nia situation, they don't fit in the show.
They're too good. We need them to not, like, I want them to survive. I know I say it every week, but like, I want the best for them because he is in love with her. I thought it was so sweet. She leaves for a trip. He's, you know, he literally looks so sleep deprived. They just seem like a very nice couple. Even when this whole thing was going on, she's like, it just sounds like there was a miscommunication. Like she's trying to like band-aid it. And the rest of them are like, shut up. It's reality TV. Let it play.
Well, let's just open it up to the table.
How come you guys, why do we have it at this $18.5 million house and not a Dorit's Capri room at Buca di Beppo?
That must be closed down by now.
It's in the valley.
If it's still open.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay. You get on it.
Buca di Beppo, is it the Encino location, I think? Buca di Beppo.
Okay, but basically we open it up to the group and Janet is just like so disgusted by this. And Kristen immediately throws Zach under the bus. And she's like, he said, be cautious of Michelle because she's a Republican and that could be considered a racist and homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kristen apologizes to Michelle. And, you know, she's like, I shouldn't have said it out loud. Or at your home. And Jesse's like, you better say that's a fucking lie. Say it's a lie right now.
Because you're ruining our business.
You're like, and then
everyone shut the fuck up the show's gonna talk.
I mean, but I like that, like, Luke was like, no, like, you better calm down. You don't talk to my woman like that. Luke's ready to take Jesse outside. Jesse hits. Okay, when he, that was like the Teresa hit, like, 19 times. Like, it was scary. It was rage. I mean, I also think it's super interesting that Michelle doesn't think Janet or Zach said it. Don't you think that's interesting?
I think they all think Kristen is drama because she is. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the problem is that Kristen usually tells the truth. Kristen and Jax are so similar. Kristen and Jax tell the truth about other people, not about themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, they, I believe Kristen with this. And I think Kristen knows how reality TV works. And they're just pissed she would say any of this shit on TV where it's like, oh my God, we're on episode two. This was,
I mean, Jesse throws it right back in her face. She's like, you're ruining lives. You were thrown off a show for being racist. And what you said is not a true statement. So you better take it back right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then according to Michelle, the direct quote is that, no, I mean, sorry.
According to
Janet says that Michelle said, don't say gay laws, protect children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the direct quote.
Yes. And then it's really just evolved into something else. And it's just like
Republican to racist,
right,
to homophobic.
Right.
Big jumps.
Uh-huh. And they're like, well, we wouldn't be friends with her if she was racist. Homophobic, maybe. I have no idea what is even going on anymore, what we're fighting about. And I'm like, and I don't.
We're going to be back at this table because we got a TBC.
I mean, a TBC on episode 3.
But I would, I feel like they did a disservice because we didn't really see what went down at that party right after she said that. We got weird flashbacks.
Give us more girls' night.
Like, that must have gone on for hours.
Also, continuing on Kristen's messiness, can we also talk about that she came to this party in fucking Birkenstocks? It's like, Kristen gives
I love Birkenstocks. Maybe she has like some
plantar fasciitis.
Something.
Yeah, arch issues.
Something. That was a choice. That was a conscious choice.
Well, I was like, is she in the hand brace too?
She's got some things going on.
It's just, I don't know why it makes me laugh. Like, Kristen is just, she's just so wild. Like, she's
I think
unpredictable. Do you know that her and Luke, they have sex? I also was like, oh, Kristen's, I know Katie and Kristen live in the same apartment complex, but Katie's apartment looks so much better than Kristen's.
Wait, but I feel like Kristen moved.
In the same apartment complex to a bigger unit.
No, I understand that, but I feel like, I know they originally lived in the same complex, but they still do?
She moved in that complex to a new
unit. No, no, I know that. It's only $73 more.
Currently today, did she move?
No, I know what you're saying. You're saying Kristen and Katie moved to the same complex, like, a year ago or whatever, like when Katie got a divorce. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I feel like Katie doesn't live there now. It still not look like the same complex.
I don't know. I think at this point, though, that they are living in the same within the Vanderpump world.
Okay.
Within the multi-universe Vanderpump.
Valley is hitting. VPR's trash. I'm all about the Valley, but I don't think we need Danny and Nia. And I love Brittany and Jax. I'm here for it. I want to see the people date next season, like Jesse date next season, Michelle date next season.
I weirdly need them to introduce us to more people.
I know what you're saying. Like now I know all the characters. Because, I know their
names. Well, the thing is, too, is when you have them as couples, they count as one person, though, to me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but they've also, like, thrown in, like, Jasmine and, like, now we met Melissa. They're dating. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I think we need more.
Was so horrible. Like, he went to Target. I'm sorry.
When you're in a said, oh, I can't house. Afford linen. I was like, Amazon pups. Like, come on. Just Amazon looks, solves everything. And when in doubt, just wear. Like
sixth grader.
Yeah. And I'm really nervous. What's going on with the hair? It's like a hat brim.
Do you think it's a toupee?
It has to be something. Yeah. I don't want to reach. Oh, but you do. You know what? I'm sorry. I have to go back because I still fucking hate Brock. And in this scene where Sheena's basically telling him to shut the fuck up in their home in front of Summer Moon while he does Summer Moon's makeup.
I also like that Sheena stands up to him because I feel like all
it's
her
all scripted
previous,
to me. It's all scripted. No,
but I feel like to her previous boyfriends, like 7 Minute Rob, she would never stand up for herself. She was willing to do whatever and take it from him. Like Shay, she was going to do anything to protect his
She has the upper hand here, though, because she's the breadwinner, like because Brock is looking for what to do with his career, but still needs a nanny. Anyways, Brock is going balding in front, too, and he's been combing over this hair to hide it. And I just, in my mind, it's what he deserves.
Well, that's no,
because he's a fucker. Light a fire within me that brings out the rage. Brock Vanderpump Rules and Lululemon. Anything else you want to mention?
I think we got to go. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Mary, for always sticking by me. You're sticking by me. You know what you get for that?
A Capri Sun. Okay, we gotta go. Bye.
Bye, everyone.